Governor Perry fired him up at CPAC, gave a very strong speech talking 10th Amendment, talking about taking on President Obama, talking about how the GOP, in his words, can't tinker their way to success. And I bring in now Wayne Slater, the senior political writer at the Dallas Morning News, also New York Times bestselling author as well of Bush's Brain. And Wayne, this is the, and I mean this respectfully to the governor, but I even heard someone who's a critic of his say, why is it the man seems to be able to fire on all cylinders unless he's running for president?
Exactly what I think I heard from a number of people after the CPAC speech. I was hearing that on the campaign trail as well in South Carolina before he quit. Once we got beyond and it was pretty clear that he was not going to be the nominee, you would hear Republicans say, you know, I really like that guy, except when he's running for president.
What was the difference?
Well, he said, because when he, as you know, he did such a lousy job in the debates.
Yeah.
He understands that we all understand it. Ultimately, the fight has become on the Republican side, who's the best candidate against Barack Obama? Mm-hmm. And I said this the other day at a panel, a business panel in Austin. Republicans who I talk to in Iowa and in South Carolina and other states like Rick Perry.
Yeah.
They just say he ain't the guy who was ready to go up against Obama next in the fall.
Yeah, just wasn't the guy. And the other thing was that he was doing something that the establishment of the Republican Party didn't want him to do. And what I've equated it to, so that you know, that just the average person who maybe even doesn't care about politics can maybe relate to it. If you work for somebody and you know you always say yes to whatever they want, you know they like you. But the moment you say no, they look at you differently. And it seemed like Governor Perry, somebody who has been very successful for the Republican establishment, raising lots of money for them, you know, in his role with the Governor's Association and all that. And then as soon as he did something they didn't want him to, it was like they cut him loose.
No, they absolutely. And, you know, you look at Rick Perry now. I was with him in Round Rock the other day when he made his first speech since his presidential race. He said many of the same things to CPAC yesterday. And it was interesting. He clearly wants to send the signal that he's going to run for reelection in 2 years. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. We don't know. But he's got election. He's got a legislative session coming up. But more importantly, his aides are sending the signal he could run again for president in 4 years. But yeah. As his wife Anita said, if he does, and I'd like him to do that, if he does, he's going to have to do more debate prep.
Yeah, here's what she told Fox News about that. She said that, we would want to do this, with more time to prepare.
Prepare better, more debate prep. Yeah, not 6 weeks. Let's don't spend 6 weeks and then jump in it. But I'd do it all over again. I hope he will.
For right now, Wayne, I would guess they're just going to kind of keep mum on exactly what their plans are, because if you have a legislative session coming up next year, which you do, and you're the governor, you don't want to hobble yourself, right, by saying, I'm not running for governor again, because he wants to be able to exert power here in the state. Can he still do that, though, after the way this run for the presidency went?
Well, as you know, there was a poll that we, the Dallas Morning News and other newspapers, Houston Chronicle and others, paid for right after he left the race. And basically, Texans say in various numbers, they think he may have hurt the reputation, his race hurt the reputation of Texas nationally. A lot of even Republicans say he shouldn't run for reelection again. And his job approval rating is almost as low as it's ever been in Texas. Having said that, the session is coming up. When I heard him this week, he was talking about keeping taxes low, fighting taxes, same thing. That was a signal to the legislature that's going to come in with another big shortfall. But interestingly, he didn't say anything at all either yesterday at CPAC or earlier this week about Newt Gingrich. I don't understand what all that's about. That's who he says he's endorsed.
Yeah, he endorsed him, right.
Endorsed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what's going on here? I think Rick Perry is minding his time on the short haul and the sort of the medium haul to focus, come out of the next legislative session with no new taxes and a good conservative agenda to keep himself, if there's a proper platform, a national voice who might be in the mix, at least he hopes, maybe, in 4 years.
We'll see what happens. As one person described it, during the last session, you had a lot of lawmakers who were sort of extras in his movie.
Exactly right.
All right, Wayne Slater.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll see how this movie finally turns out.
All right, Wayne Slater, check him out, DallasNews.com on the Trailblazers blog. Thank you.
Good to see you.